From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, filling in for Carl Kasell. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Amy Dickinson, and Ken Jennings. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much. In just a minute, Bill's meditation mantra is rhyme. In our listener limerick challenge, if you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, it's time for a game that we're calling...
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Okay, panel, Bill is going to read you each three headlines, one of which we found in a newspaper or online recently. Pick the real one, you get a point. Here we go. Ken, your headline comes from the Courier-Journal of Kentucky about an incident at a bookstore. Was it...
House painter realizes 50 shades of gray, not about what he thought.
Or...
man accused of shoplifting, book on ethics.
Or...
breaking news. Bookstore still in business.
I don't think it's that third one. I'm going to go with the ethics shoplifter.
You are right. Very good. The book was called... Resolving Ethical Issues, and really, can you think of someone who needed it more? Amy, your headline is from the Los Angeles Times. It concerns the notorious traffic there. Was it?
Big rig carrying fruit crashes on 210 freeway, creates jam.
Or
driver crashes while on cell phone, reporting another driver talking on cell phone.
Or...
horrific freeway crash, still not as bad as that movie crash.
I think it's that first one about the jam.
You are right. Yeah. It's about the jam. You're just picking us. Roy, your headline comes from the news section of ultimateclassicrock.com. Was it?
79-year-old woman wakes from 5-year coma, demands Bob Seger tickets.
Or...
man shot at Led Zeppelin concert urges doctors to get the lead out.
Or
Steppenwolf singer steps on wolf.
I'm going to go with the coma.
You are right. Very good. You want to Bob Seger tickets? She awoke from her coma to the sound of thunder.